This is episode 5 of TPNP. Sorry if this isn't as good as quality as this intro, because I just got a new microphone today, so expect podcasts to be way better quality. And for now, I'll just shut up. Enjoy.
This is the Team Podcasters Network podcast. We also the Rogers. I'm joining me again today. This is Christopher Lee from Generation Y. And, say hi.
Hi. Pleasure to be on the show.
Okay, we're going to talk about two things today. We're going to talk about the Source Code Mini and its... And basically the Source Code Mini, and after the Source Code Mini, we're also going to talk about how to improve your podcast in general. What do you say to that? Oh, yeah. You're going to love it. Okay.
We're looking forward to it.
Let's see. The Source Code Mini is a good podcast, well-produced, well-put-together, but dumb opinions. Honestly, I listened to the one before, 806, and I listened to 806, and they both have pretty dumb opinions. I mean, not all of them are dumb. Like, some of them are pretty, reasonable to have that opinion, but some of them are just so dumb. And an example, August 6th. Of 2005, that podcast, he says that team podcasters need something else to talk about besides tech. And I don't agree, because in order to, start a podcast, you have to have some knowledge of tech. And he says in that own episode that most of his friends are, ignorant to tech, and they just don't, they're not smart around tech. And you don't see them having a podcast. And if they had a podcast, they can make about whatever they want. But why can't the people who know tech and are the best with tech, why can't they just make a tech podcast? That makes no absolute sense.
And then call a spade a spade. He talks about tech too.
Yeah, but I'm saying another little example is right before that. He says, why are news companies always focusing on the negative news? There is good news out there because it attracts the consumer. And if you want to get a lot of hits, you have to, be an attractive television station, which is just dumb. You can't just say, I want positive views because that's what I want. That's very self-centered and, you have to take account that the people are trying to make money, and that they're greedy, and that they're actually, they're greedy themselves. So you can't really say you don't want negative news when everything that's going on in that industry is negative. That's why we have the internet, where we can just find whatever we want. Also, it's a good podcast, though. I mean, I recommend you guys to listen to it. I just think that the opinions are really dumb. And if I want to move on to the site, I really have nothing to say about it. It's a really nice site. It's a Kubrick. It's the Kubrick theme. And I think it's called Kubrick. It's called it, but it's a theme for WordPress, and he modified the top, and it's pretty good. You should check it out. It's a nice podcast. I just don't like the opinions. I think that may just be me. But I'll continue to listen to it just because it's a good podcast, and that's what I'm really looking for in here. And, disagreeing is always good because, it means that you have debate and you have your own opinions, which is good. So, I'll, end that, with just, saying that, let's move on. So, basically what me and Christopher are gonna do is try to explain to how to make a better podcast, even with, our own. What we want to do, what we're working towards as well. On Generation Y, Episode 7, Christopher was looking for, all of the audio quality. And in which he got, because I have a Direct2 microphone, a Direct2 headphone port thing that records right from the computer, so everything that comes out of the computer is what it records to. And that was really good, because I had a separate computer, and I could get on that, and I could be a part of it. And it was, you know, the podcast, you know, was, you know, it had better quality, significantly better quality than the last ones. That hasn't come out yet, but it will come out soon. And Christopher hasn't even heard it yet, but I know, because I have it on my computer. And, hopefully you guys can check that out. But all I'm saying is, here, let's go over the basics of a podcast. Always have content before you begin. Never rush it. I've learned this the hard way. These are just...
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
I have to say, you should always make a script. Even if you're working by yourself or with a group of people, you should always write up some sort of outline or even type up what you're going to say beforehand.
Yeah,
that way you don't have...
Also, if you do that, then don't try to, if you do that, don't make it sound like you're reading off a piece of paper. And also, you know, it's never bad to write up things before they come out. Just make sure that you don't sound like you're reading off a piece of paper. Besides that, there's also the whole thing with, you know, I don't think you necessarily have to have good grammar. I mean, you have to have good grammar. I mean, you have to have good speech and pronunciation in order to make a podcast, but I don't think that's the only key, because if you say something like aren't instead of are not, then I don't think people won't see. I think they'll just, you know, see what type of person you are, thus making the podcast a little bit better. Then again, it can get annoying, but if you are the way you are, then don't try to change the way you are. What I'm looking for is just a podcast that not necessarily has good quality, but has, you know, it has noise cancellation, it has, you know, the people talking about, you know, stuff that they know about, that they've actually read about, and a lot of these things I'm even trying to work on, and even me and Christopher are trying to work on ourselves, because we don't have, like, perfect podcasts, as you can honestly see from this one, but, yeah, I mean, Christopher, do you have anything else to say?
I think editing is very important. You have to spend a lot of time on the audio quality. And
I don't think that, because I don't think audio quality is the key to a podcast. I think what is the key to a podcast is just making sure you have content, because even if you had, like, I mean, you don't want, like, a big screeching sound that makes the people's ear bleed, but if you have that, you know, that backwards that, you know, you can't get rid of unless you have, like, professional software and you're really good at editing, just leave it in there, but provide great content so that way people want to keep listening. I mean, because if you have that and you're going like, anyway, I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about. Oh, here's a good story. No, I don't want to read it. I had to find something to read.
But that's why you should have guests on the show.
Yeah.
That way it won't seem like you're talking to yourself.
And also,
it won't be like a dull moment.
Also, be confident. You know, if you want to annoy the people who you want to get, just to get them on there, then do it. Send them like 20 emails. No, I'm just saying, like, contact them in all the possible ways that you can, because that will up your...
The other podcasters on.
Fellow
podcasters.
Yeah, I mean, just get as many people as you can on the podcast. Just, the more people, the better. You know, it's just, podcasting is, it's a very simple way to improve.
Come on my podcast.
No. We're not going to have, like, 20 people on Generation Y. Today,
yes, we are.
Today we have all 20 people. Everyone says hi.
No, you know how this is going to work? Actually, I'm going to get... To make it the audio quality better, I'm actually going to go to Eugene's house. I'm going to bring my laptop. That way the audio quality will be a little bit better, and less people will be on Skype. In other words, I'm going to share the laptop with my other co-host.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I think we're done with that podcast. You know, podcast quality and content is, you know, a noticeable thing. It's a very, you-know-what-to-do thing. It's just getting it out there. Don't be lazy with your podcast. You started it, okay? Sorry if I sound kind of...
Be committed.
Sorry if I sounded kind of dull today, because I just woke up, Christopher didn't, and he's like, you know, I want to make a podcast now. And I'm like, fine.
Now!
You know,
Do it now!
And so what I did was I just got the content I needed, and that's why I had everything to talk about, but I sound kind of down and distraught. Christopher sounds pretty up and high and happy. Because it's four there. Anyway, I guess that about wraps up the official Team Podcasters Network podcast. If you have anything else to say, just contact me. You know, email xxltrxx@gmail.com, Skype, the Lear. I'm always on Skype, so I recommend getting Skype. Anyway, bye.